Hey man, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I wanted to talk today a little bit about leadership versus being controlling. And so this is something that comes up so often in the conversations we have with men. And we get so frustrated with it because we don't want to come across as controlling. We don't think we're coming across as controlling. You know, we're really trying to be the kind of husband and partner that we want to have and we want to give to the other person, you know, both ways. And so what does this really look like? It's often most prevalent or most obvious when we're talking about intimacy. And so, for example, he goes to initiate intimacy and gets turned down. And so the thing that we will often do is go into some kind of spiral, some kind of storytelling to ourselves that this means that she thinks that I'm not attractive, she's not interested in me, the relationship is going to be like this forever, she's the one that always controls all of the intimacy, etc., etc., etc. Right? And off he goes into this spiral, and we'll often shut down, we'll often get sulky or pouty, or we'll distance ourselves. And we'll blame her, right? Or we'll go into the other side of it, which is kind of attacking, which is, you know, why do you do this? What's the matter? Why can't you just want to connect? Why can't you want to improve the relationship? You know, this is really important to me. This should be really important to both of us. And so what happens there is it's felt on the other side by her as controlling, essentially because you're not able to see where she is. There's a reason why she's turned you down. There's a reason that she's not in the headspace or the emotional space right now to be able to want to connect physically, to be intimate with you. And so the leader in this situation would take that and understand that there's something going on with her, which is why she's said no, which is why she's declined your invitation to connect. Excuse me. And so instead of getting upset about it, which is trying to control the outcome, trying to get what you want, he would get curious. He would get curious and, putting his attention on her, say, I wonder what's going on. I wonder why she's responding in this way. You know, it's an invitation. So an invitation always comes with the options to say yes or to say no. And a leader knows that. Right? A leader knows it's not about him. He knows it's about what's going on with her. And so being able to get curious means maybe I can ask questions to understand what's going on with her. And then from that place, once I understand, maybe I can support in some way. Maybe she needs something to be able to relax, to be able to want to connect. Right? When we're talking about emotional connection, that's very much the case a lot of the time. She needs to let go of some of the stuff from earlier in the day to be able to want to connect. She needs to put down some of the list that's in the back of her mind that she's still got to get done to be able to relax enough to be able to want to connect. So there's lots of different ways that you can learn and understand what needs to happen. So oftentimes the no isn't a no. It's actually just a no, not in this moment, but maybe. And so this is, again, sorry. This is a lot of what we do with guys, is being able to get them to the point where they're in the leadership position. They're making an invitation, and if that invitation is declined or not taken up, then you make another invitation, right? It's not a big drama. They don't get sucked into the negativity of potentially what that could mean. No, they look at it and go, huh, that's now made this into a slightly different situation, and I have options. And so they then exercise some of those options. So I hope that was useful for you today. We would love to have you involved in one of our group coachings or individual coaching so that we can help you along with this kind of thing. Go to the website goodguystogreatmen.com, get in touch, look up the different articles or videos and the different coaching options that we have. Whatever, if you just need to speak to somebody and to understand what your options are with regards to how you can get to a point of being much more secure and making invitations and not getting upset when people aren't in the right place to be able to accept them, we'd love to help you with that. Okay, take care, guys.